In March, Christina Fallon, the daughter of Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, Instagrammed a promotional image of herself, donning an elaborate, albeit imitation, native headdress. The tagline on the image read, "Appropriate Culturation," an obvious play on the term cultural appropriation, or the practice of adopting elements of one culture by another. The fallout from this promotional photo shoot sparked a series of events that culminated with a heated war of words and signs during the 2014 Norman Music Festival. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Christina Fallon's use of the native war bonnet to promote her rock band, Pink Pony, was seen as an insult by many in the Native American community, where the headdress is highly symbolic and even sacred. Further, Christina Fallon's tagline suggested that she was aware of the concept of cultural appropriation and its negative connotations. Fallon issued an apology for the incident, but further angered the native population with a later Facebook post announcing her band's participation in the 2014 Norman Music Festival, saying the band would perform in, quote, full regalia. Singer-songwriter Samantha Crane is a member of the Choctaw Nation. She saw the announcement and quickly put together a protest via her own Facebook page. Lewis Fowler is the film and music critic for Red Dirt Report, an online newspaper directed at the Oklahoma City metro area. Fowler, also Choctaw, saw Crane's post and called his editor, Andrew Griffin, to inform him of what might happen, and Griffin agreed it was worth covering. So Fowler went in his capacity as a reporter.
The show was in two acts. The first part was Stephen Battle's kind of rock project. He immediately started goading the protesters, who were peacefully standing to the side of the stage out of the view of everyone. When I started seeing what was happening around me, when I started seeing the fervor of a lot of these people towards the protesters, it just clicked in me. I could not objectively report this anymore. I could not stand by. I had to, support my people. Samantha Crane is an amazing artist and an amazing activist, and to see her hold up this sign just stoically, it really switches a button, and you have to take part of it too. And so when I started seeing what was going on, I just put the press pass in my pocket and I grabbed a sign. There was no way I could stand by and watch this happen without, if I stood by and watched it happen, I would feel almost culpable to it, you know?
Behind the stage where the entourage was, Wayne Coyne and his girlfriend were standing. Coyne is the lead singer and songwriter for the rock group The Flaming Lips. Fowler was a big fan of The Lips.
They were kind of pointing and laughing at us. That immediately was like the first major hurt of the show.
Fowler said Battles started calling the protesters haters and extended his middle finger toward the protesters. Security came up to the protesters to make them leave, but Norman police officers informed the security guards the protesters had the right to stay there. The second half of the show began with Christina Fallon coming on stage in a cape with the word sheep written in large letters, as if the protesters were blind followers of a yellow press that dared to criticize her for the previous Instagram photo.
She lifts the shawl over her head and starts doing kind of a twirl. This wasn't just like a typical twirl like someone who's in a club or a Grateful Dead concert. You know, she's like stomping her feet in the style that natives do in their dances. At that point, kind of like all of us were like, are you for real? Is this really happening in front of us? And then the show ended, and throughout the whole show, it was just obvious he was trying to get the audience to yell and heckle us, and at one point it worked. I mean, we had a whole sea of these Norman Music Festival goers giving us the finger in our direction. It was shocking. It was really heartbreaking to have this happen to you, you know.
Despite surrendering his objectivity by actively participating in the protest, Fowler still had an assignment and went forward with his story.
I was almost crying when I was writing it, reliving the event. It really made me realize how far we have not come in civil rights and in racial issues in Oklahoma, the land of Native peoples. We have really not come that far at all if things like this, from the governor's daughter, no less, can just publicly happen. It was hard to write because I have never really experienced anything like that before. I've experienced like little jabs from people. I'm also half Mexican, so I've experienced the Mexican jokes. I've experienced all that stuff. But I've never just been face to face with it on such a grand scale. To like stand there, silently staring at a stage, holding up a sign to, like, move your eyes to the side a little to see what's going on in the crowd. To see just a whole crowd of people flipping you off and heckling, it is painful. And I cannot even imagine what our people went through before they even had, you know, like, hate laws or anything like that.
Fowler gives credit to Samantha Crane for getting the protest together in just a few hours, and that even though their numbers were few, a point was made. Gene Burtman, chairman of the Norman Music Festival, released a statement saying they apologized to anyone who was offended. Governor Mary Fallon released a statement saying that she will always love her daughter, but that she did not approve of her behavior that night, or that of her band. Lewis Fowler said the phone hasn't stopped ringing since the incident, but he's okay with that.
This is a tireless thing. This is something we have to work on and fight. You know, we made a dent, but, you know, we still have to crash the whole car.
I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.